Keep your friends close, but don't trust anyone, because this week's discovery reveals a boarding school killer. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In the first two installments in Maureen Johnson's Truly Devious series, a gifted teenager set out to solve the crime of the century, only to have one mystery after another piled on top. And in the series' conclusion, The Hand on the Wall, she's solved the case, but she doesn't know whom to trust with the answers. The story catches up with teen sleuth Stevie Bell after the death of her advisor, the third mysterious death since Stevie arrived at Ellingham Academy. Though all of the deaths could have been accidents, Stevie suspects that they're somehow connected to the school's decades-old unsolved mystery, the one that Stevie came to Ellingham to solve. As a blizzard approaches, another accident causes the administrators to shut down the school, but Stevie and her friends decide to go into hiding on the mountain to solve the mysteries that have been haunting the academy. Now, convinced that she knows what happened to the wife and child of the school's founder, Albert Ellingham, Stevie still has some pieces to put together. And with a storm heading toward the mountain, there's a chance that Stevie could be snowed in with a murderer, which adds even more claustrophobic tension to an already taut and suspenseful series. Meanwhile, as the story skips back and forth from the present day to the years surrounding the original Ellingham mystery, the details become clearer. Stevie and her friends tear the school apart to find answers. Unfortunately, though, not all of the results are satisfying. Throughout the series, there have been a number of stories at play. This final book adds even more twists and storylines to further complicate the mystery, only to reveal that many of the subplots had little bearing on the story. In the end, it all seems strangely simple. After following this thrilling series for three tense installments, readers may feel somewhat disappointed when the case is finally closed. But is it worth solving the case with this teen sleuth? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you've been following the Truly Devious Mysteries, you won't want to miss the final book in the trilogy. But unfortunately, it isn't as clever and as gripping as the beginning of the series. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Hand on the Wall by Maureen Johnson is 321 troublesome pages long and is available from Katherine Teagan Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.